Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Nope. No time for that intro, lads. We're back off to sea.
Dungeons & Junkies presents Tales of Autoria, Episode 20, Fighting with Fire.
God damn it, this icon won't disappear. Oh, yeah, it's gone. Right, Matt, you ready? You go first, obviously.
Okay. La 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 la.
This all stays in, by the way.
Thank you. I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Carrie.
Guys, welcome back to Dungeon Junkies. I believe it's time to read from the Tales of Autoria. So, Alex, were you ready?
Why, hello, I'm Alex. Obviously, your DM for this evening. That sounded a bit like Chad's intro. I'm sorry. Please don't ban me from Dungeon Junkies. But that's enough about me. Let's hear about the important characters, specifically the characters of this story. We'll start with Chad.
Hello, I am Chad, and today I will be playing everyone's favorite tortliest of bros, the most vicious of punchers, and just an all-around great tortle, Picasso!
Carrie.
Hello, I'm Carrie, and I will be playing Bran, the barbarian slash fighter gnoll, who is totally the captain here. Don't listen to a word Reed says.
Over to Caitlin.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I play Elias Salir, the human punchy monk, warlock, bringer of death, giver of no fucks, stealer of wives, Khaleesi of the Great Classy.
And lastly, Matt.
Yes, I am Matt. I am playing Captain Reed Tosscobble, last time literally being tossed around by the party.
Yes, and what a disgusting mess you were by the end of it.
Indeed.
He's like, how was that again? Oh yeah, yours.
Partially, mostly the two bros.
You suggested it. You said, can you throw me?
Yeah, I meant what to the first one and I'd go from there.
No, you said, you were like, can you throw me to like the third one?
Well, in any case, they took it a bit too far, but let's face it, it was comedy gold.
God, if only Ran or I can't remember who threw you. I think it was Picasso. If only one of you rolled a one, or you would have died. That would have been interesting.
Last time in Tales of Autoria, after Eli and Picasso experienced some horrible visions, they eventually all reached the Isle of Ardyn, where the main crew power through the forest, find an abandoned village, and eat a loaf of bread Riley just made, before finding an ancient cave, and crossing a dangerous puzzle bridge, before eventually reaching a center point of the cave system, where deep from the shadows in front of them, they hear a roar from a beast that charges at them from the shadows. But without further ado, I think it's time to roll for initiative.
That is a crit one plus two, so three.
That's also a crit one.
Oh, but shit!
Plus four, so five.
I'm in the scale. Nat 20 plus four.
Oh, I forgot my boss sheet.
And that's kind of garbage. So that's a whole 11.
Oh, my highest roll. What is it? So, Matt, you got a critical 20.
Plus four.
Yeah, enough, you are going second then. Then we have Ally's dexterity's higher, so we'll go Ally. Then Picasso, then Ran. Right, so as the as the ground starts to shake, the monster's roar finally settles. Out from the shadows walks out a large 10-foot-tall ball-like creature wielding a massive warhammer. And I'll put a picture of this beautiful gentleman in the chat, just so you have an idea of what he looks like. He looks like this. And when the episode goes live, I'll put a picture up. I'll put his picture up on there.
Look, it's Reed's husband.
So you alright, Matt?
Picasso's going full on Doomslayer, you're saying.
Something's going to die today.
It'll be Reed.
It possibly could be.
And as he steps out letting out one last roar, he swings his warhammer above his head before smashing it onto the ground, causing a small earthquake as the ground cracks underneath you, before giving away completely as you all start to fall.
How far are we falling?
As the ground gives way, it's a 20-foot drop underneath you.
I will grab Bastard Bro as we're falling and use my monk's ability of slow fall to keep Bastard Bro from, like, do the full-on superhero landing with Bastard Bro so he doesn't take any damage.
That's fair enough. Is a lie slow falling, or...?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just Ran, unfortunately, then taking damage.
I cast Earthfall on Ran.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. So that's your slot. So you all slowly...
So what was the point of us using Slowfall? Thank you.
I'm trying to help Ran.
And as you all
How
land
many
on...
How many targets can you do with Featherfall?
Five, but in fairness, Picasso acted for I could.
And as you all land onto the ground, you land next to a pool of lava, and I will put the map on the chat, which will also go on the episode when it's released.
Take a shot every time Alex's sessions have lava in it.
He's got an aesthetic, you know?
Yeah, you gotta give him that. So,
like how you have weird goo.
So which end are we at? The bottom end, Alex?
Yes, you are at the bottom end on next to the lava, roughly in the middle.
Okay, cool.
And as he jumps down, he lands on the opposite side to you by the wall. But that ends his turn. So, Reed, what do?
He landed, yeah?
Yeah, you've just landed at this point.
Okay. So he's what? So yeah, taking me distances here. So 150 wide. How long is it, Alex? 250 foot.
Yeah.
So that would be.
So at this point, he's a good 100 feet. Yeah, about 100, 110, 100 feet. Yeah, roughly.
Okay, so my shotgun will all get out of range of it, so.
No, you can roll to hit, but it will be at disadvantage at this range.
Okay, I can't. See, there's one thing. I could use my Chaos Bolt. Why on? Wait. Which bolt's only got 30 feet, so I can't use that. Everything I've got is out of range at the moment, apart from my one use of Chaos Bolt, so I'm going to use that.
Okay, and that's a roll to hit, if I'm correct.
Yes, it's a roll to hit. I hold an undulating, warbling mass of chaotic energy at a creature in range. Make a ranged spell attack against a target. Okay, so that's 17 plus 7, 24.
Okay, that hits. Roll me some damage.
Okay, on a hit, target takes 2d8 plus 1d6 damage. 2d8. Do that first.
Don't you roll the damage type for Chaos Bolt, just to double check?
You do it based on the dice that you roll on the d8s.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Okay, a 3 and a 1. I'm going to choose one of the d8s. And I'm going to choose the 1, which is acid damage.
Okay, that's fair enough. So roll me some damage.
And take the 5.
It's still better than nothing. Okay, what else are you going to do?
Just checking my bonus actions. Because there's nowhere to hide down here.
No, there isn't.
I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Bardic Inspiration on a lie.
On a lie. Okay. Yeah. As Reed finishes firing off this bolt of acid, he pulls out this flute that used to be Crimson's before blowing into it, and you feel like a tingle of energy channel through you, Eli, as he uses Bardic Inspiration. Ooh. But that ends your turn, so it is Eli's turn now.
He landed right next to us,
didn't he? He is on the opposite side to you, so he is about 80 feet away, roughly.
I have to get over the lava first.
Yeah, looking at the lava, the widest point is about 14, 15 feet long, and the narrowest point's about 8 feet.
Okay, so jumping's not an issue. I jumped over further earlier. Not for now, I'm just gonna... Wait, where is the ceiling that collapsed? But the floor collapsed, so like part of the ceiling collapsed. Above him, are there any bits of rock and things that haven't come down?
You can make me a investigation check.
Dirty 20.
There's odd bits of rock here and there, but the majority of the area that you're in is basically all crumbled into here. There is odd bits here and there along the edges, though.
I wanted to slam a stalactite to hit him, because that would have been metal as fuck, but apparently not. I'm just going to Eldritch Blast him. I don't want to get closer to him right now.
Okay, roll me to hit then.
One beam is a dirty 20, the other beam is a 17.
Okay, so the dirty 20 hits, but the 17 does miss.
That is... it's just 7.
Yeah, he flinches as you blast him straight
into his nose.
Yeah, as the beam just connects with his face, he turns back around and roars at you all. Anything else on your turn? Or?
I'm probably just going to duck by like some of the debris that's fallen with us, just so if he tries to yeet anything at us, I have something between me and him.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
Because as much as there's nowhere to hide, it's not like the rocks that fell with us have magically vanished.
No, that is correct. There is bits of rock here and there. Some bits are quite small, but you've got other bits that are at least like 4 feet tall. Okay, but after that, it is Picasso's turn. What do you want to do?
Right. Well, first of all, I am going to go into a rage, obviously. And then secondly, do I have enough movement to... I want to get to on the map to right in between all three of the lava pits. Like, right in that little spot. So that I am at the junction of where all the lava pits are, and then also facing him, because he's up across there, right? He's like on the other side.
Yeah, moving, that will only cost you like 30 feet of your movement. So by the time you jump over and head along that bit, so yeah, you can make it along to there.
Do you want me to make a roll for any kind of athletics or anything to get over the lava pit?
No, you can make an athletics check, but it's a low DC because you can make it over there with general ease technically anyway.
Well, good. I'm glad it's a low DC. That is a 7 plus 11, so an 18.
Yeah, it was only a 10, so you're... with one big leap, you manage to make it across as you stand in between the lava. The heat just starting to cook your toes.
That's fine. And with that, then I will use my bonus action to go into a rage right there. And now, with being a third level barbarian, I am now a juggernaut barbarian. So you literally see the ground beneath me just kind of crack as I like set into the ground standing there, and I just stare at him. And with my action, I will use a point of ki to use patient defense and basically just stand there now at that junction of the lava going, all right, motherfucker, either you're gonna jump over, you know, 50 feet of lava, or you're fucking coming through me. So make your choice. And I'm just gonna ready there with patient defense.
Okay, that is fair enough. Ran, it is your turn.
From what I can gather, there's not a lot I can do. So,
come and back me up, furry bro.
There's nothing I can do.
You've got ranged weapons. If you want to use them. And you have enough, and you have a high enough strength score to jump the lava anyway.
Okay, I'll do that then.
So you're jumping onto the same side as Picasso?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I won't make you roll for that.
Okay, I feel like if I run up to this thing, it's going to smash my head in, but that's about all I can do.
It's entirely up to you what you want to do. As I said, you do have ranged items.
Yeah, I need to preserve that. Let's preserve everything. I think, yeah, I'm just going to use my movement this time.
So are you going up next to Picasso, are you, or are you positioning somewhere else?
Stand about 5-10 feet away from Picasso, I guess.
Yeah, Picasso, you see Ran hop over the big pool of lava landing next to you, also taking a defensive stance.
Way to be, furry bro. Fucking crack this stupid demon if he tries to fucking do anything, bro.
Okay, but with that, it's his turn, and all he can do is move up along to the lot. Up along to the first patch of lava, because he does not have enough movement to make it any further than that. So he's about 20 feet away from you two now, Ran and Picasso, which does end his turn. So Reed, it's back to you.
Right, so distance wise then, is he within 60 feet of me now? I think he is.
Let's see, so 15, 20 feet from Ran and Picasso. So he's about 45 feet from you.
Perfect, okay. In that case then, I am going to just check my spell, make sure it's right. I'm pretty sure I'm right here. I'm going to throw my ice knife.
That's fair enough. So roll me to hit then.
Indeed. That is 15.
That does miss.
Okay. Hit or miss, the shard will explode. The target must either make a steady saving throw or take 2d. Or take. I'm using level 2 spell here, so it will be 3d6 cold damage if they fail the deck save, which is. See what it is, but 12.
Ooh, okay. That is an 11, so you hit. So roll some damage.
3d6 cold damage. 14.
Yeah, as you form this knife in your hand and just yeet at him. He just smashes it away with his hand, but as he just smashes it away, it explodes on impact, covering him in shards of ice.
While he's blinded by the burst of ice across him, I would immediately hide behind some debris.
Okay, that's fine. Matt, you know that... You know that dice I asked you to roll? Yes, the other day.
Yesterday, yes.
Yeah, make me a wisdom saving throw, please.
A wisdom save, you're saying?
Yes.
At 13.
For some reason, you start to suffix off. You start to... Something feels right, doesn't feel right. As your muscles start to stiffen, you start to feel all but like you're being slowed. As Suffink casts the effects of slow on you. Yes, I will read out what the effect is. An affected target's speed is halved. It takes a -2 to AC and to dexterity saving throws, and it can't use its reaction. On its turn, it has to either use its action or its bonus action, not both, regardless of the creature's abilities or magic items. And it can't take more than one melee or ranged attack during its turn. There is a whole, like, thing about having to roll for spells, but we'll just ignore that part. We'll just say spells are one action still.
Can I talk normally still?
Yeah. It's weird though. There's like a strange blue glow around you for a second and then you just start to feel really stiff.
Guys, something's slowing me down. Like I'm moving in tar.
What's tar?
Trying to think of an equivalent in old time.
You think about it, and it's a bit like that alcoholic smoothie that they started serving in your hometown. It's really weird.
I don't know. Tar's pretty fucking old school. That's been around and used since basically primeval times, I feel. I feel we should all know what fucking tar is.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough.
I mean, Eli's from a monastery. She'd know wattle and daub. She wouldn't know tar.
That's fair for a light, perhaps.
it's still a weird alcoholic smoothie that they serve in your old town as well, though.
How someone says goodbye.
Tartar.
No, they serve that with fish, right?
Oh, they do? I've been eating fish wrong.
Lessons with Chad. Today's subject, tar.
Tatar.
That completes my go, yes.
Yeah, that completes your go. And I will make a note that you've been slowed. Eli, once you finish listening to Reed's complaining, it is your turn.
Okay. Can I get to him?
Yeah. He's about 20 feet from Picasso, so he's literally only, like, once you jump over the thing, 50 feet at the tops.
Okay, and I've got 55 feet of movement, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd reach him.
Whee!
Yeah, I won't make you roll for jumping the lava.
I'm gonna go over there and absolutely wail on him.
Yeah. He does miss though, as he attempts to opportunity attack you, but you sidestep his warhammer as he smashes it down into the ground next to you.
Alright, so I'm immediately burning my spell slot to set up Wrathful Smite for combat now. Which is the next melee weapon attack I hit whilst this spell is active does a d6 of psychic and has to make a wisdom save or be frightened of me. That's if I hit with the melee attack. So I'm going to bonk him with my sword and then proceed to bonk him with my fist. Because okay, I haven't used any of my key yet, so I might as well.
So, yeah, that's fine. Roll me to hit. Also, Chad, I love that shirt. You keep buying shirts that I absolutely love.
Where's my glaive? There's my glaive. Wacky stick seeks death. Wacky stick got a nat 20 plus 7.
Okay, that's critical damage.
Then I'll do my two unarmed strikes. One is a 25, the other is a 21.
Okay, yeah, they all hit.
And my unarmed strikes count as magical if it's resistant to bludgeoning, so...
No, which he is not.
Haha! I have found a way! But no, my glaive is a d10 plus 4. I always forget it's a d10. It's a big thwacky stick. So that's 9 with the glaive damage. Plus... I'm using my nice dice, which means I have to prize them out. I'm here. Nice. 6 psychic.
And he needs to make a wisdom save as well. Okay. So what was that damage?
DC's only a 12, so...
Yeah, he rolled a dirty 20.
Yes, he's fine. It was 9 with the glaive, plus 6 psychic. Plus 16 further bludgeoning from Punchy Punchy.
Okay, and so anything else?
Nah, I used my bonus action, so I can't really do the other stuff. I'm probably going to do the same as Picasso did and turn on patient defense, like, don't touch me.
Okay, that's fair. As you just, like, smash him round the face with this glowing glaive and then deliver a fierce punch into his side. Picasso, it's your turn. As you, like, prep to fight, Elijah goes past you, delivering a slice to this massive demon in front of you. What do you want to do?
Seeing Elijah go by, I'm like, all right, bro, I guess that's the option we're going with. And then since I'm only 20 feet away, I'm going to first use my 20 feet of movement to go up on him. And I'm going to just wail on him for a moment. So I'm going to take all five of my attacks on him real quick.
Okay, roll me to some damage. Roll to hit.
All right. I'll just get out one more d20 just to do this quickly. I'll just roll 5d20.
So yeah, I get two attacks now.
Well, there's definitely maybe a couple misses in there. So there's at least one miss. Because, all right, so it's a 10, a 19, a dirty 20, and then two 24s.
Okay, only the 10 misses.
All right, so that's four hits. Great. So that's all d8s of damage, and it is cold and magical damage if need be. Well, I mean, it's both of those things regardless, but. All right. Hot stuff right there, I like it. All right, so that is 18, 40. 8 points of damage.
Fuck me. Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry, there was two eights on the dice, which is +7, because I'm in a rage, which is +2. Plus of my gloves of cold, I get +1 to all my attacks, and plus my normal, +4 to my strength. So 48 points of cold magical damage as Picasso just runs up and wails the fuck out of this guy.
Yeah, seeing Eli jump forward in, taking a cleave at him, the enthusiasm just spikes in you as you charge at him and just absolutely wail on it. Being a bit enthusiastic, your first punch is just a little off, but then you do manage to just strike him multiple times.
And then I will actually use my last 20 feet of movement, as I do have 40 feet of speed every time, to retake my former position. To block off to make sure that if he tries to go for Reed, that he at least has to go through me and Furry Bro.
That is fair enough.
Because I already use, I can't use patient defense or anything like that, so I just take up my spot as I already use all of my actions and such, but.
Okay, so as you eventually start to walk back into your position next to Ran, a bit enthusiastic, like, Ran, look at all of that! Ran, it's your turn.
I'm just going to give him two quick bonks with the old Morning Star.
Whack him.
Yeah, as you charge up to him, roll me some hits.
Can I just roll both of them now?
Yeah.
It's attack and extra attack.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, one of them's 21 to hit, and the other... is 19.
Yeah, are you in rage yet, or...?
No.
Okay. So run me some damage then.
Cool. Where's my other dice? Where's my other dice? The Morningstar is not bloodthirsty today. That's 17 for both hits.
17 for both hits. They do miss.
No, I've already read you what I got to hit.
Oh yeah, for the damage.
I got 20 on a director.
Sorry, I've been a bit fake today. Yeah. As Picasso turns away, he turns his attention back to Eli, looking absolutely furious. Not completely not realizing the fact that you're approaching him as you just smash him twice on the kneecap as he lets out another roar in pain. Okay. Anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
No, that's it.
navigate to that in short turn. I'm just going to make a quick roll. Okay, so that is the end of your turn. So, ignoring the pair of you, he is going to charge out and after Picasso. So you two both have opportunity attacks if you want to use them.
Okay.
Prepare for the bonkers.
Well, that will be a miss because that was very low, as in still in single digits low.
Yeah, okay.
18?
Yeah, 18 hits.
It's only another 7.
So, yeah. Just, he ignores you completely as you, like, slice along the back of him. He is just enraged at Picasso now, as he runs up to you, Picasso, and is going to take 2 swings at you with his warhammer.
Bring it on, bruh.
Okay, so one of them is a 21 to hit, and the other one is a 27 to hit.
Yeah, that was both hit.
Some damage. Okay, so obviously these are the halved figures. As he swings down his warhammer on you, you take 7 points of bludgeoning for the first hit, and you start to feel a burning sensation, because as he strikes you, the warhammer seems to glow a reddish color as sparks of fire start to come on it, and you take 4 points of fire damage. And the second hit halved is 5 for bludgeoning and 2 fire damage.
So 18 all day.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then after he strikes you, he seems to just sniff the air and then starts to suddenly lose an interest in you, walk straight past you, so you also have an opportunity to if you want to use it. And he starts to just walk through the lava over to the other side.
Can I, at this point then, use my opportunity attack, as I do have also the grappler feat? Can I attempt to just grab him, like, in a bear hug from behind as he tries to turn away from me after wrecking me up?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
That is a athletics check, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an opposed athletics check, which I do get advantage on because of being a grappler.
Oh shit. That's a 31.
Yeah, even with my plus 11, I rolled 2 12s on the dice, so it was only a 23. I had a chance. I could have beat that easily, but
he gets a plus 12 to athletics. It's his highest stat.
Yeah, that's my only one. So I go to grapple him and he just busts out of it.
Yeah, he just knocking you back as he starts straight through the lava. And as he finishes walking through the lava, he just stops and then turns slowly, staring at you, Reed, as just a huff of smoke and like sparks of fire comes out his nose as he stares directly at you and growls. But it is your turn, Reed.
Okay. So it's literally right in front of me now, is it?
He is about 15 feet from me.
Okay. That get rid of that idea then. I'm going to. I can only make either my normal action or my bonus action. I can't do both. For your
that is correct. Currently, you are slowed to the point where you can only use either your main action or your bonus action.
Okay. Movement is what, halved?
Yes, so you would have 20. So we'll round it down, because I'm pretty sure it will be rounded down with this spell, so you have 10 foot of movement at the moment.
So instead of 15 feet, we've only got 10, is what you're saying?
Your regular movement as a... Your regular movement was 25, so...
30?
As a goblin, but you're using your halfling for the basic stats.
I keep forgetting that.
I did send all this to you originally, man.
I know, but I keep forgetting that a little bit. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, okay. So we'll be kind, actually, and just say 12 feet.
Yeah, okay, either way, that's not going to be enough to give me a Cotalava, is it?
No. You'd have to make me an athletics check. What do you mean you could possibly cross a lava?
I grab onto the hilt of my rapier and use one of my charges of Misty Step to get across to the other side and behind Picasso.
That is fair enough. And as you teleport next to Picasso, you hear, surprise, surprise, Riley's voice in your head. Sucks to suck, I guess.
Get out of my head!
Yeah, Reed just teleports next to you all and shouts, get out of my head! Raising his arms dramatically above him as his sword appears in his hand, forming its metal blade. Yeah, you have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. He's gone loopy at this point. Obviously, just the smell of vomit has just made him loopy.
I always thought he was loopy, it's fine.
And Aloy, it is your turn, as he finishes screaming at thin air.
Okay. Bonus action, Hexblade's Curse.
That's fair enough, so that so, just happens.
Fuck you, generic demon goat boy. You cursed. Suck it. Hopefully I won't pass out this time. Then I'm gonna go over to him. And one of my attacks, I'm gonna use one of my charges of inflict wounds. So I have my angry gloves.
That is fair enough.
And the other one, I'll just whack him in the face with my sword.
Yeah. You've got enough movement, so you don't need to roll for
it. He gets one opportunity attack. But...
yeah, let's see if he can actually hit this time, because he rolled a 10 last time. 17 to hit.
That is my armor.
Okay, so you take 1d10 plus. Okay, so as he managed to just slightly sidestep it, as he cuts down your side, leaving a burnt scorch mark on there, and you take 11 points of bludgeoning and 3 points of fire.
Inflict wounds. Spell attack. That is a 19, so that counts as a crit with Hexblade.
That it does.
So 3d10 times 2. Come on, dice.
Kill it.
That's a 9, a 2, and a 10. My dice are 10. So that's 42 necrotic damage.
There you go, 42. Yeah. Your gloves seem to like overcharge for a second. You can't reach his face, but you could basically
melt his shoulder.
Yeah, you grab his shoulders. Your gloves seem to just like malfunction for a second, and that a massive bolt of necrotic energy, charring his entire front end, and making your hands sting for a second as he takes 42. Yikes.
Then it's a glaive and a martial art. Uh-huh. Violence. Oh, yeah. It's actually 45 necrotic, but I forgot. I add my proficiency bonus to all damage rolls against a cursed target.
Okay, so he has that much left.
The punch misses, the sword doesn't.
Yeah.
D10 plus 4 plus 3.
16. 16. Okay, so he takes 16 points of damage.
And I'm just kind of, I'm just there like, fuck you.
Yeah. As you're a little bit off, as your hands start to sting for a second, you just swing at him and you completely miss and think, oh fuck it, go long ways with your glaive and just manage to slice through his stomach. And with that, it's Picasso's turn. Like, 1 minute, Eli's over there, and then the next minute they're over there, it's just like, slow down for a second, Jesus Christ, as you turn around to see Eli beating the absolute shit out of this behemoth.
Alright, bros, I've read the Ballad of Sonic the Hedgehog. I get it, Eli. I get it. You're channeling that, but... Like, how far am I now from the Goliath, and are they over the lava still, or...?
They are on the other end now, where you started. Roughly, so you're in your original position, so... About 35 foot from you.
Well, I guess the only thing then to do is to head at him and just take all my attacks again. There's no other real option. So I would like to hop the lava pit and go straight at this, bro.
Yep, that's fair enough.
That's a 20-something to jump over the lava pit.
Yeah, not even really paying attention, you just yeet. It's like you practically just yeet yourself over the pit.
Do the Mario jump. Ba-dong. And then landing next to Eli and said demon, I would like to take both of my attacks, my arm strike, and then flurry of blows. So I will spend another point of key for another 5 strikes on this thing.
Yeah, roll me to hit.
Jeez. Well, at least 2 of those are misses. So, that's 2 tens. No, that's a miss. An 18, a 20, dirty 20, and a 23.
Okay, so only 2 of them miss.
So, 3 hits. All right, so that's 3 d8s. We're all the 2 d8s we did real well last time. And that's a great. So that is 14, 25, 35 points of cold damage.
Okay, so 35.
And I would also like, as I know Reed was standing behind me, I'd like to keep my positioning so that I am in between this demon and Reed.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. So are you are you holding your ground here, or are you moving?
No, I'm holding my ground right after taking all these strikes on it. Like, I'm just right in its face right now. I'm not fucking around anymore.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. So that ends
your... I got this shit.
Yeah, you hold your ground, sort of forming a barrier in front of him as he just roars, chucking hot bits of spit and blood all over you two. But with that, it's the Ran's turn.
Ran is just staying where she is, watching all this unfold. Not disappointed about this. But she'll take out her rifle, and I assume I'm in range slash can get in range?
Yeah, he's within 60 foot, so yeah, you can hit him.
All right.
Ran's gonna snipe a bitch.
It's 18 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, so that's 10 damage all in.
Yeah, so as he's like bleeding badly, he like leans down to roar at the two of you as it gets cut short by a bullet in the shoulder, knocking him back slightly.
I'm sorry.
So anything else on your turn, Kerry?
Actually, Ran just sits down.
You just,
the
like,
ultimate disrespect.
You just sit down at the lava pit as you just start to reload a new bullet into your gun. Make sure it's ready to fire for when your next ready to use it.
What's his point, Vulcus?
And I'm going to make one last roll.
Life
okay,
is pointless.
Yeah, fair enough. Reed, as you're trying to like recover from whatever the hell's going on, you hear her voice again. So, you having fun in there?
Stop talking to me, you fucking vampire!
Well, I mean, you tried to steal my jewelry, so it's only right that you
Reed,
sorry?
Stop yelling at the sky.
Right, he's in my head!
Shouldn't have tried to take her jewelry!
I didn't hear you. Are you sorry?
Sorry!
The little bitches always run and say sorry when they realize they fucked up. And you take 4 points of psychic damage. Your head starts to feel like it's being compressed for a second.
I want that on my gravestone.
Oh, I could make this easier for you and call my creation off, but I think we should make this more fun. And on the side you are, Henri, from the very back wall, a portal seems to open as a second one, not quite as big as the first one, but a second one of these minotaur demon creatures jumps out, letting out another roar. You all hear this and turn around to see there's a fucking second one on that side now. And I'm going to roll him into the initiative.
The second one? I thought I dealt with him.
And he is going there. But we're back to the top of the order, so it is the Baphomet's turn, as he will take a strike at... He has two attacks. He'll take one at you, Reed, one at you, Picasso, and one at you, Ally. Shit in hell. Ally, as he looks at you and roars, he slams the glaive down onto the... slams the warhammer down onto the ground, missing you completely, just out of the sheer amount of chaos that is going on. But Chad, he does roll... But Picasso, he does roll a critical strike on you. As he rolls and swings to his side.
Well, at least it'll only be regular damage for part of it.
Okay, so regular half you take... Chain, because that would be lovely critical damage. Okay, so you take 12... Rounded down, you take 12 bludgeoning. And you take... Oh, fucking hell. 9 fire damage.
21 like, all day.
As he cracks a tiny bit of the shell on your shoulder. And that ends his turn. Reed, it's your turn now, as you see the second, like, minotaur demon step out of a portal not that far from you, as he roars, looking directly at you.
So how far is it from me, would you say?
20 feet.
Okay. I'm going to fire my shotgun at it.
Okay, roll to hit.
I know I was on a regular basis. I will one day write this down. Am I adding anything to it, or just a plain shot?
You're in range, because you have minimum of 10, maximum 30 feet. And it is within that range. It is 1d12 plus 10.
To hit?
No, that's your damage. The hit is dexterity, plus your proficiency bonus.
Proficiency. Twenty-one
is a hit.
So, D12. You said 1d12, yes?
Okay. Yes.
12 plus
10.
That's 22. Is there any way I could try and like counter this slowness or not?
Let me look at the spell. I don't believe there is a save for it. The creature affected by this target makes a wisdom saving throw at the end of each turn. What is your bonus to wisdom?
0.
So the maximum you can roll is a 20.
A crit, yeah.
So you can actually beat Riley's spell save DC. So technically there is nothing you can do on this.
Okay,
so as he turns to look at you, you just think, fuck.
I mean, I've got modifiers, but I haven't got one on wisdom. I've got a plus one as a arcane trick, and a plus 4 to bard.
It's a wisdom saving first, so flat roll for you.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so as he just steps through this portal, you think, shit, ignoring Riley's taunting in your head as you just fire your gun, hitting him in the face as he just starts to bleed, ignoring it completely as he turns really at you. And it is his turn to attack. So. Let's see, what shall he do?
I can't take any reaction to this, so thank you, Alex.
You are very much welcome. Okay, so for the first part of his attack, he is going to charge at you. So he rolls to hit. And that is a... That is a 23 to hit.
Well, the thing is, I was on 14 armor class and I've got a minus 2 to my armor class, as you know that hits, okay?
Actually, you have 15, because... Did you write that down? Because obviously your rapier gives you a plus 1.
Either way, you know it hits, Alex.
So you make me a strength saving throw, please, as he charges into you.
You know they've got negative strength. 6.
Okay, yeah, you are knocked back 10 feet along the ground, and you take 12 points of bludgeoning, and you are not prone as he goes in for his last attack. And that is a terrible throw, but that still equates to a 15 to hit.
Which hits?
You take 10 points of bludgeoning and 5 points of fire as he, after knocking you flying, as you try to get back up, he just smashes you in the side with his warhammer, just knocking you back to the ground. As, yeah, that hurts. As you try to just get over the absolute pain that throbs through you. And you hear Riley's voice in your head again. Well, I mean, you said you're sorry, but it doesn't really feel like a proper sorry, because I know what you're like. I mean, this could have been avoided if you just told me who killed Cain.
I'm saying it all that loud, obviously, aren't I?
Yeah.
I will not sell out my crew!
And then you all hear this as Riley's voice seems to echo in the entire chasm. Well, you considered selling them out when I offered money.
You didn't offer money, you offered a cure. But I didn't actually do it, did I? You tempted me, but I didn't do it.
Yeah, that's just as bad, isn't it?
No, it's not! It's very different. Temptation and acting upon it are two very different things, as any court of law will tell you.
This is not the fucking time!
Yes, this isn't the time.
I'm sorry Reen tried to steal from you.
Well, we're working together in this situation, so let's continue to see how these guys do. Go on, babies, attack, chop chop. And they both stop looking at the sky and turn back to the people in front of them. The smaller Minotaur creature turning its attention back to Reed, and the taller one stares back down at you two. So, Ally, it is your turn.
Just stare at the big fucker in front of me, and I'm like, alright, let's fucking go. So I'm gonna do the same as Picasso's been doing, and expend a point of ki and do 5 attacks on him.
Yeah, and just punch the absolute shit
out of him. I'm going to beat the shit out of him. And I am keeping track of my key points as well, like a good looking girl.
Just imagine Matt as a monk now. It's like, I'm going to use another point of key. Matt, you've already used 17 apparently, right? You're level 4. Oh, sorry, I didn't keep track.
30, 20, and an 18 for the swords.
Yep, they both hit.
Now punch it. One of those missing. What's your bardic inspiration,
Matt?
Is it a d6?
No, it's a d4. third level bard.
I'm pretty sure bards start at a d6.
I will just quickly check. Sorry, it is a 1d6. Sorry. Apologies, yes.
Cool, so one punch misses, two of them don't.
Okay.
So that's four.
Roll some damage.
Oh, wait, Hexblade is active, so. One of those is a crit. Oh. Keep forgetting your attack. That's 20 damage from punch.
20 damage, okay.
From all the punches.
Yeah, he really does start to look rough after all this punching, as he starts to breathe quite heavy.
And then 26 from stab.
Yeah, as you just finish punching me, looks heavy. You think, that's an opportunity, and as you just like slash down with your glaive into his side, letting out another roar. As he is basically just being thrown around like a punching bag at this point.
It's cheaper than an actual one.
Anything else on your turn? Oh, he has to make a wisdom save, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah. That's a 17.
No, that's fine.
Okay, Picasso, it's your turn. Like, it's a bit like a back and forth. Is a lot like slashes him, and he's a step. He suddenly becomes like a step closer to you, giving you the chance to just rail into him.
Have you heard the ballad of the Chuckle Brothers?
Yes, as someone who used to watch the Chuckle Brothers all the time.
R.I.P.
The Chuckle Brothers are two halflings in this world.
I will yell to Furry Bro first. Furry Bro, help Bastard Bro. He's gonna need it. And then with that, I'm gonna give a look back to Eli, like, anything you can do, I can do better at this moment. And one more time, I'm gonna try and end this, fire demon's life here. And I'm gonna go for five more strikes. And I haven't used it yet. I'm gonna roll my first strike with reckless attack first. So then if I hit with that one, I get advantage on all of them.
Okay.
So first of all, over this. Oh, that is a 22 to hit. So that first one hits. That's a 26. That's a 24. Come on, just one critical. That's a 24. Come on! That is a crit 20 on the final one. So that is 5 hits.
Roll me some goddamn damage.
Alright. So that is 5d8 of damage. Okay. Well, that's not the most damage ever, but it'll be okay. So 8, 16, 24, 35, 43, 46 points of damage.
Yeah, you're like, that's nice, angry bro, but anything you can do better, I can do anything better than you, bro. Not really taking... Making sure he adds the bro onto the end as he just absolutely rails into this bull's chest. And then as it starts to like bend over from the pain, he just gets one more dush to the face, knocking one of the horns on the bottom of its jaw clean off.
And with that, I will look towards Eli for like with an approving like, yeah, I'm doing good, right?
Doing great, sweetie. Except to just get a thumbs up, because
it's a lie.
Sweetie is not in the vocabulary.
But with that, Ran, it is your turn.
It is what I'm supposed to do with Bastard Bro.
You just look back
at him, I guess.
You just look back at Reed, who has just had the absolute shit smacked out of him with the Warhammer. But you have also just heard, I will just say, you have also heard what Riley just said about Reed possibly selling you out, whether it's true or not.
Mm.
So, what do you want to do?
And we'll go over to Reed, taking her sweet, sweet time to do it.
Yeah, you just like...
Just dragging the Might of Tessus behind her.
Yeah, dragging it. Just a small whistle that you've been practicing, listening to the Boatswain Boys as your Might of Tessus just goes... well, on the rocky floor. You look over to Ran, who's taking her a sweet old time, Reed.
Just get there, look down at Reed. And then sit down again.
The Minotaur monster looks at you, ready to strike, and then just sees you sit down and just looks confused as fuck.
Ran will just stare back at him.
That's fair enough. Okay, so that ends your turn. So, as the just before the round swings back to normal, the most injured one between Lai and Picasso seems to save. Oh, computer is running low. Should probably plug you in. Got to plug in the laptop.
I was going to say before it carried on that Reed can probably feel like hostility coming in waves from Ran at the moment.
Yeah, the tension is bad, Reed. You're not sure who's going to hit you next, the Minotaur demon or Ran.
Ran's just sat there.
Yeah. Before
we across our lap.
And before we go on to the next round, the injured demon just. It seems to say something in its own language before it lets out one roar in smashing its Warhammer onto the ground as they use a twin blade. What languages do you have?
Abyssal, Infernal, and Primordial.
That is not a language. Yeah, so you're not sure what it said.
That. I wanted to hear limited edition swears.
As they use like a twin legendary action. They both, as he says something, they both roar, swinging their hammers up into the air, smashing them down onto the ground. As there is a small earthquake, I need you all to first make me a strength saving throw. I mean, you're the one who chose minus strength, Reed. That's nothing to do with me.
I am in a rage still, so.
Yeah, so you get advantage on it because you are currently in rage.
19 plus 9, 28.
I'll give you the advantage because I'm prone, don't I?
Yeah, you're technically prone still, but you didn't get up.
That's
your turn. I haven't had a chance to get up yet.
Well, I mean, that hasn't been your turn yet.
Crit 20 plus 7, so 27.
Okay.
Well, I've dropped to 20.
Ran beat the DC, anyway. So, what was your lowest, Reed?
Not killing.
Gotta tell, otherwise it's critical damage, because...
It's my teeth, it's 2 minus 1.
Not okay. A crit fail, though.
No, but it's good at it, let's face it.
Yeah. And alive, what did you get? Dirty 20. So Reed is the only one who fails. As the first one smashes his Warhammer down onto the ground, a shockwave goes out. Like... And it covers you all in like a fiery energy as the ground just seems to let out a weird, like, fire shockwave in regular speak. And the people who pass take 10 points of fire damage, and the fail is 20.
I'm dead.
Okay, so
well,
Reed is.
Nice knowing
you. So Reed, like, being on the ground, takes the shockwave face on, is bang! He is knocked out cold. And the rest of you, not counting Reed, because Reed is out of combat, needs to make a dexterity save for as the second one smashes its Warhammer down onto the ground.
That is only a 12.
Ren?
Crit 20 plus 5.
Nothing touches Ran.
Okay, so he smashes his hammer down onto the ground and nothing seems to happen for a second. And then you hear something in the sky, and as you look up, there seems to be small, like, meteors. And as they smash into the ground, impacts from nearby ones hit you, Ran, and you, Eli, as you two take... let's roll some dice. You take 11 points of fire damage, and Picasso, one hits you directly as you take 22.
Whew. This is a dex save, right?
Yes, but it's not one that could be originally seen. You do get evasion. Yes. That's for area of effect, so yeah, that's fine. So you don't take damage, Eli. You get covered in, like, hot bits of the, rock that burn your skin as you, like, rub them off, but nothing too bad from the impacts.
I'm filthy but unharmed.
This is probably the first time Ran hasn't freaked out over fire, because Ran is currently giving less shits than Ally is taking damage.
I'm so proud.
Yeah. No, I look over at Reed, who's dead. Does he have X's for eyes?
Reed is like... Reed is breathing quite heavy, like, face completely singed. His captain hat is, like, half burnt off. Is he just lying on the ground breathing faintly? But with that, we're back to the top of the round, and it's the bigger Baphomet who's near Eli and Picasso, and he's not looking good at this point as he takes two swings at Picasso. One of them is a critical failure, so he, like, smashes the glaive down into the ground. Again, it's stuck for a second as he pulls out and takes a second swing, but because he failed, I'm going to do that next attack at disadvantage. That's still a 21 on the low, so that's a hit. Okay, so you take half the bludgeoning, you take 7 points of bludgeoning damage, and you take 5 points of fire.
Woo! Well, I might have exactly, if not metagaming, but 1 HP left.
Oh, shit. But that ends his turn. Reed, make me a death save. You're muted.
And 15.
15, so that is a pass. You just cling on for life is... You hear Riley's voice in your head as you, like, phase in and out. Not so tough now, are you? One little pet that I summon and you're good as dead. What a surprise. And it's the second Baphomet's turn after that, and he looks confused as he just looks down at the body of Reed, because that was his target, but Reed appears to be dead. So, without a care in the world, it just looks at you, Ran, and it's going to take two strikes. Okay, so the first one is a 19 to hit, and the second one is a 26. I will grab my dice. Okay, so the first... So, as for bludgeoning, as he... gives you one massive strike, combining the two lots of damages together, you take 21 bludgeoning damage as he leaves a thick scar that starts to bleed for a second, but as fire starts to burn the edge of your fur, it covers over the bleeding wound with a burnt mark as you take, combined together, 9 points of fire damage. But that ends his turn as he, as after he finishes slashing into you, looks back at his original target and just lets out a massive roar at Reed. Like, obviously Reed is dying, but Reed is still his target, so that's what he focuses attention back onto immediately after attacking Ran. But with that, Eli, it is your turn.
I'll try and finish off a big boy next to me. You know, before we deal with the dying person over there. Oh, I'm gonna burn another point and go for 5 again.
Okay.
try and get this guy to stop. 17-25 for the swords.
17-25, so one hits.
Yeah, 25 hits. So one sword misses, everything else hits. And one of the punches is a critical.
Okay, so
forget how much I like Hexblade till you run combat with it and then you're like, ooh, death. So let's do the one sword strike first. So that is 13 slashing. Straight off.
Bonk. Yeah.
And then, where did I choose violence? I chose violence here. That's 39.
I would roll wisdom saving throw, but there's no point. How do you want to do this?
And I literally sees Reed go down, sees Ran like mildly singed, and sees Picasso basically looking like he's about to pass out.
Yeah, Picasso, as he delivers one slash along
doing
Picasso's
the Mortal Kombat sway,
he just like chucks up a bit of blood over his front as he starts to wobble.
I just kind of go, and Eli pulls the sword and kind of slashes upwards, and its head goes back, and then Eli's fist goes straight through the jaw.
Yeah, literally, as you look over to Picasso, who's wobbling, you think, fine, I'll do it myself, is with one swing, he starts to bleed heavily, and then being a bit taller than you, as he starts to sway forward, you use his knee as like a boost as you jump up onto his knee and jump, putting your fist straight through his jaw, and he collapses.
Get a bunch of health back.
Yeah, so you also get health back. What is it again? It's like warlock plus charisma level.
I get the warlock hexblade. If my target dies whilst cursed, I get warlock level plus charisma. And I get, as a way of the long death monk, if I reduce someone within 5 foot to 0 health, I get wisdom modifier plus monk level temporary health.
So you get health back and temporary points. As like what life was there seems to just drain from him, and his body, originally being a physical form, seems to just fade away as the points come back and he just turns to nothing.
Yeah, my movement, I'm just going to get a bit closer to Reed.
Yeah.
Not close enough for Fuckface to smack me.
In your position, you would get about 15 feet away from him and Ram and Reed.
That's fine.
Did you just hop along the river? Picasso, you watch Eli do this absolute monstrous takeout as he fades away. You look down at the remains that quickly disappears, but the horn that was still... that you took clean off it and seems to stay intact.
Free object interaction just to grab that and stick it into my bag.
Yeah, just look around thinking, I'm sure Angry Bird won't mind as you take Hercule's trophy.
It's just, you know, you gotta keep the horns, man. They're awesome. But with that then, even at 1 HP, because Picasso has no regard for his own health, knowing that Reed is in the shit, I am going to use all of my movement and everything I can. I'm going to run and try and just tackle this other demon that is still down here, that is near Reed and Ran, so that hopefully Ran the doctor can help Reed, or someone can kill it while I hold it down. I don't care. I will use anything that I can to tackle the fuck out of this demon.
Okay, so to reach it, you would need to dash, because obviously Eliza...
Oh, because my last point of key for my bonus action, so that I can use my full movement and a dash action for extra speed.
Yeah.
I'll use my last point of key because I only have 5 points, so I'm out of key points. Just so I can full on speed, Goldberg style spear this motherfucker.
Yeah, okay, so obviously you are looking rough, so just make me an athletics check for grapple, opposed grapple, basically. And I didn't actually realize this, but he gets advantage on strength saving throws, which I completely forgot for the first beast, so I'll add it onto this one.
Not great.
His one was great, on the other hand.
That's unfortunate.
His one was, in total, 29 for his high.
Yeah, once again, I rolled a 7 as my high, so it's only an 18.
Yeah, you, in like a moment of adrenaline, after picking up, after this wicked fight and getting this like horn souvenir that's at least 2 feet long, you charge in, just the adrenaline starts to wear off, is your grapple just doesn't work and he just like pushes you back. And so that ends your turn then. Ran, it is your turn. You are basically within like 5 feet of this monster.
Ran is no longer a doctor, so I can't actually help bleed anymore. So Ran's just gonna get to her feet, sighing like it's the most effort in the world, just like, yeah. And how tall is this thing again?
This one's about 9 foot tall.
Okay, I'm gonna swing my mitre testis up and aim for its lower jaw.
Okay, that's fair. Roll me to hit.
Would you believe me if I said that was a crit 20 plus 9?
I would believe you because I've seen those bloody dice.
The fun fact, I bought some dice from EGX and they're very bloodthirsty. I don't use them that often because it feels unfair because they always roll insanely well.
Roll me some damage and obviously your Might of Teslas is 2d6 plus 7.
Yeah. Because it was a crit, is that double damage then? Or?
Yeah, that is double the 2d6. So 2d6 double plus 7.
Yeah, it's not that great. It's 19.
19, it's still damage. As bang, you just smack him along the jaw. You still have extra attack if you want to use it.
Swing him on the way back down then, I guess. Not so, stop it, make me feel bad. That's an 18 plus 9.
Hey, I enjoy seeing my monsters get absolutely pummeled by a giant hyena with a massive.
I know the feeling well, Alex.
So roll me some damage again.
16.
Yeah, as bang, you hit him again, knocking another 2 foot long horn off the bottom of his jaw. 22, you said? Or was it 19?
Why did I say 19?
I thought you said 19 damage. What was the damage again?
4 plus 5 plus 7.
Okay. Yeah. But that brings us to the top of the round. The first one is dead, so read another death save, please.
Seventeen,
that is a second pass. As in a final bit of rage, he is going to take two strikes at you, Ran. So it is his turn. Okay, one is a 17, the other one is a 21. That's only one of them hits, doesn't it? Okay, so in a fit of rage, he starts to bleed heavily from the mouth and looks like he has a badly dislocated jaw. He takes one swing with his hammer, with his warhammer. You take 7 points of bludgeoning and 2 points of fire. As it is Eli's turn.
It's just the one.
Yeah, he's starting to look quite bad. He's clearly not as tanky as the other one, so he is starting to look quite rough.
Okay, yeah. I'm just gonna... I'm just gonna stand my ground and double Eldritch Blast him.
Okay, one we need to hit.
Yeah, one of those definitely misses. The other one hits. The other one's a 22.
Yes, that hits.
And the other one is a 9. That is 16 force damage.
Okay, 16. I will deduct that.
He's gonna go be gone, pot.
Yeah. You accidentally fired the first one too early as you're thinking, do I go forward? And it's like, ah, oh, fuck it. Just as you hold up your other hand and fire the second beam, hitting him in the chest, as he lets out another roaring pain and starts to wobble. Is that it for your turn, or you doing anything else? Yeah. Picasso, he's a bit like you at the moment. Like, he starts to pant heavy. He quite appears to be quite weak on his feet now. Is there anything you wish to do on your turn, or are you like gonna go for him, or what are you gonna do?
Well, at this point, the best way to save Reed would just be to end this demon. So I'm just gonna go for 3 attacks on it, because that's my best thing to do. And I will once again use Reckless Attack, because it doesn't matter, if anything hits me, I will die anyways, because I have 1 HP left, so.
I'm not that bad. I'm not gonna run opportunity attack when you have 1 HP. Maybe in the future.
Well, I'm gonna roll the hit then. Alright, that's a 19 to hit. That hits.
Yeah, that one hits.
Okay, cool. Alright, now roll 2 more. Another 19. Come on! That last one misses. That's only a 13. So 2 hit. That is 14 plus. That is 29 points of damage.
Yeah, don't even need to do anything for that. As you go in, you just miss the first swing because you're a bit light on your feet. And then as you go in for your next swing, how do you want to do this?
Well, it's the full-on Mortal Kombat uppercut situation here, where it's the dink and duck. It's just a quick left jab with the frost gloves, and as their chin is completely exposed, just a full-on uppercut to this demon to watch their like neck kind of just snap back as it just falls straight backwards.
Okay. As you like charge in, you miss your first swing as you're a bit weak. Like anything, you think, I will kill you, you bastard, as you swing up again, knocking him, and then go for one more swing as you hear a sickening crunch from his neck as his head just goes back, and before he can hit the ground, his entire body just fades away, causing the dust to be blown back as his body was about to hit the ground. But that takes you out of combat.
And with that, I will rush over to Bastard Bro's body and try and stabilize him in any way I can.
Make me a medicine check.
All right. That's a 16.
He only needs one more. It's a save, so we'll say that's enough. As you just start like a bit heavier than you in time because you're not feeling so great yourself, start like doing compressions is Reed, you suddenly feel a jolt of pain as you shoot awake as Picasso's like pressing in your chest much harder than you much harder than he should be at your size.
Good. Alright, Bastard Bro.
Thank you, Picasso.
Bleeding from multiple points on my face from being whacked with the warhammer, also heavily singed. I just give Bastard Bro a thumbs up as I just fall down next to him.
Yeah, you cannot be bothered to stand it. You just, like, lay down on the ground. Breathing, trying to get your breath back after quite a vicious fight.
Everyone's sat on the ground and then there's a lie.
Yeah, you just look as Rand sat down on the ground licking the singed wound. Picasso's just gone full of bang onto the ground, and Reed's just breathing heavily, being overdramatic. Reed looks absolutely fucked though, like he's definitely got some broken bones at this point, because he got like full on smashed. His body is basically the size of the Warhammer heads.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Okay. That is two... That's a bard spell, so that's...
1d8 for me, because they're third level.
Yeah. Because you were using Arcane Tricks as well, so... you do have second level. Yeah, you do have second level if you want to use it.
6 plus my spell casting modifier... which is plus 4, so that's 10 hit points I regain myself.
You have a new total of 11 as you start to heal your quite bad wounds. Feel a few bruises fix themselves.
Oh. Am I able to move like normal again now, or is it...
Yeah, as you start to stand up, you're feeling a bit slow, but you can feel it starting... till Wayne is a blue magic just goes around you for a second before fading and you are back to normal.
Oof. Thank you. All of you. Thank you.
What were you thanking me for?
You killed them. So thank you for that. Picasso, thank you for saving me. And Ran, thank you as well for taking, you know, your Morning Star and putting it to good use. Thank you. Appreciate that. It will not be forgotten.
Bastard, bro?
Yeah.
Did you really... offer to sell us out for a cure, bro?
She offered me a cure if I was to tell her who killed her husband. I did not do so.
How does she not know who killed her husband?
I think she does. She just wanted me to actually sell you out. I didn't. So, it was offered to me. I refused it. We will find a way to reverse what she did to me, one way or another, but...
No, we will we?
Oh, the generic we. Okay, I will find a way to reverse this and along the path that we take. So, Picasso, answer your question directly, no. I did not offer to. She offered that. I refused the offer.
All right, Bastard Bro. I think I lost a lot of blood here, and I don't honestly know if I have the ability to question anything you're saying right now, because I don't know. There might be 3 of you to 4 of you at this moment. But all right, Bastard Bro. I love you, Bastard Bro.
I love you too, Picasso.
Right.
Is there a way out of this pit?
I'm about to say that. Is there a way out of here?
Anyone who wants to make an investigation check can do.
Oh, now you turn at your 20s. Crit 21.
Okay, so... Zeus. I love Frenchies so much. They're like probably one of my favourite breeds.
Honestly, all D&J content is just our pets.
The pets don't have a cameo in person. That's the saddest part of this being an audio podcast, is no one ever sees the pet cameos. Yeah. Just looking around, the walls are fairly like rigid down here. You could climb this. Reed, you look around and get the same idea, but being a bit more magically inclined with practicing channeling magic through music, you feel like a flicker of magic, and as you look over the wall, you think on this side, on the back wall, there is like an illusion? You think?
I could be wrong, but that looks like a false wall over there.
Go on then, Mr. Thief Pirate Man.
Very well. Reed will make his way over to where he thinks the illusory wall is.
Yeah, you step over the heavily bleeding and worn out and hurt looking Picasso and start making your way to the wall, and as you go to put your hand on it, it is an illusion. There is nothing behind it. And as you touch it, it just seems to completely fade, revealing a big hallway.
Ask, you shall receive.
Yeah, be careful what I ask for.
Yeah.
Is Riley still in your head?
At the moment, no.
Okay, I vote we don't reveal confidential information until we know she's not in your head.
Yeah.
Instead, let's all just sing the lyrics to Picasso's new song in our heads just to piss her off.
I can write the music.
No. I've heard you practicing your bloody recorder.
I'm still practicing. I'll get better, I promise. I've got some bagpipes back home in Lola.
Oh no, Lauren destroyed them. What a shame.
Just cast Fireball at Reed's house.
Just text the girlfriend, like, please get rid of them.
You send a WhatsApp message and just get a thumbs up. It takes a few minutes because the signal's quite bad here, but you just get like a thumbs up.
Right. Should we go down this passageway or should we wait a few moments just to like catch our breath first?
I mean, she clearly can get to us here, so I vote we just leave.
Also, we're just like surrounded by lava breaths, so like, we should probably get the heck out of here, Braz. Also, does anyone have anything that could like help me feel a little better here, Braz?
Looking through my inventory quickly.
All right, that's cool. That's fine.
Yeah, I've got nothing that can restore health on me, unfortunately.
A lie. Just to jog your memory, Lauren did give you 3 potions of greater healing if you intend using any of them.
I forget my girlfriend gives me things. Hey, Picasso. Healing potion.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Okay, so... yeah, so it's 4d4 for a greater healing potion.
4d4?
Yeah, I thought it was D8s, but I looked on D&D Beyond and it reckons a greater healing potion is 4d4. So I'm just going on that. I always thought it was like D8s, but according to their website, it's D4s.
Plus 4 as well.
Yeah, so 4d4 plus 4.
Three, seven.
I do not give the other one to Reed because he can clearly heal himself.
Yeah, he has. You've seen him heal himself, so it's clear he has healing magic now.
Yeah, I've used all that though, but yeah.
Yeah, but she don't know that.
That's true.
So I got 11 plus 4 is 15, so that's 15 points of health.
Yeah, you.
So I'm back up to 16.
You feel revitalized as just. You feel like fractured bones start to repair themselves and just wounds start to close over and the burn starts to fade, leaving some thick scars on Michelle.
Just a little more blood, bros. Furry bra, are you alright?
Rand just kind of shrugs one shoulder.
You need healing, or are you okay?
Rand is fine.
Cool. Found the law of death. Found the law of death.
Yeah, so
Picasso gives Furry Bro an odd look for then like turning and kind of wiping the blood from his face and heading towards the hallway.
Yeah, Picasso, as you turn around and wipe the blood from your face, you do see on the floor the other horn that Furry Bro smashed off.
Well, I guess I have to have it set, so I'll take the other horn.
Okay, so yeah, you have two foot-long horns in your backpack. They feel warm, like it's strange, like the magic still lingers on them. They kind of feel like a plate that's been in the oven for a few minutes. It's not like too hot to touch, but you can just about hold them.
Oh, I do have my gloves of cold to balance it out, so eventually I will use these to stab something in the eyes with.
Yeah, you put the trophies in your inventory. So you're all heading into this cave.
Either yeah. That or hurl myself into the lava, so.
Yeah, you contemplate hurling yourself or Reed into the lava, but then decide it's probably better if all of you are intact for now, so.
Contemplating throwing Reed in.
Yeah, you're all eventually heading. The fort is tempting, is there? Is that. Like a geyser right over there that is bubbling with lava. It's like, should I melt? No, fuck it. I'll leave him for a minute.
I'll make note of this location for later murder.
This is a perfect place to dispose of bodies, to be fair.
Stop giving her live material to work with!
Light doesn't need extra material.
Exactly!
You haven't read a Light's backstory. Yeah, okay, so...
Three foils down the corridor.
All the lime eat is a pack of wolves.
Okay, so you finally all head into this large hallway.
With the monsters beaten and the crew ready to move on, how will they do as they travel further into the cult's old den? Find out next time.
This podcast was brought to you by me, Alex, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media at Mat Attack Productions.